Not Haridwar, Rishikesh, where we have a small kirtan mela. And afterwards we will move on to Vrindavan. Looking very much forward to this time, and there I will spend, and my team also will spend time alone with closed doors in various holy places. I will be most probably at Govardhan, Govindakund, what is the place called where the color festival takes place? Gulab Kund and Radha Kund, Syama Kund, many different places in my mind, and where I will go at the very last end, that will be determined not by me, but it will be determined by the Lord Himself. I think a pilgrim always needs to go into the receiver mood, and he may have to drop his own plans to create space in his heart so that the plans of the Lord can work. Pilgrimage is a good practice field to drop your own plans and make space for Krishna's will. I'm happy that you come, but that reminds me of the old pilgrimages where when someone would go on pilgrimage, the whole village would come together and send him off because they wouldn't know if he would return back. Pilgrimage goes, in old times, people went to the Himalayas and many things could happen there. Or if they didn't go to the Himalayas, they would go to Vrindavan, Puri, so many places. And Shere Khan is also there. Shere Khan is a name which is used by Rudyard Kipling for the tiger, man-eating tiger. They would be there on the ways. So people did not know if they would ever see the pilgrim again, and they would come to catch one last glance of him before they would send him off. But the real celebration would take place when the pilgrim would return, because by then he would have changed, he would have been touched by the sacred dust of the holy place or the sacred water of the Ganga or Yamuna or wherever he would go, and he would have made many, many fresh insights which he then would he would bring some charanamrita, some sacred water from here and there. And in this way, more people would come when the pilgrim would return. So let us see if we ever return or if Shere Khan catches us on the way. Today I have prepared for you a little presentation on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pilgrimage to Vrindavan. And after I have described a little bit the mood of a pilgrim, I will go specifically into Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's inner preparations before he went. And I really think that all those who go on a sacred pilgrimage, who leave their old life behind to discover a new life, need to go through these four steps of inner preparations, because the pilgrimage would only be a tourism if one would only go to see some different places. The pilgrimage becomes a pilgrimage because of the inner journey where some transformation is supposed to take place. So what is necessary to set the mind up for inner transformation, that is exemplified by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And I think if Sigi Young would still live and would be here, he would like to listen to that also. It's a very nice, very, very deep. So let us also greet the internet audience. Those who are now with us, I think, are few, but those who look when my body is already hopefully burned in Vrindavan, who look after my life on these videos, they will be the majority. So I greet you all affectionately. I hope that there will be something for you. I invite you to put your busy life at rest. Yes, maybe you won't like to eat some popcorns while you see this, or a banana perhaps, but otherwise I request you to be totally focused. Good. Should we chant a little? Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jai Vrindavan, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna. Jaya Krishna, Jai Vrindava, Gopinatha Madana Moha. Sri Govinda Gopinatha Madana Moha. Sri Govinda Gopinatha Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govada Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govada Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govada Shyama Kunda Giri Govada Kalindija Munajaya
Jaya Mahavam Skalende Jamuna Jaya Jaya Mahavam Skalende Jamuna Jaya Jaya Mahava Nidhe Radhe Nidhe Syam Nidhe Siv Nada Vanada Nidhe Siv Nada Vanada Nidhe Radhe Jai Jai Shyam Jai Jai Sri Vrindada Vrindada Jai Jai Radhe Jai Jai Shyam Jai Jai Sri Vrindada Vrindada Jai 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 Radhe Jai Jai Shyam Jai Jai Sri Vrindada Vrindada Jai Jai Radhe Jai Jai Shyam Jai Jai Sri Vrindavana Everyone, one last time, please. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Sivananda. Hare Krishna. I want to again welcome all of you affectionately. I think during these Gora meditation classes, which we have from time to time here in the Dharma Castle, we can all make an experience of leaving our ordinary life behind and diving into another atmosphere if we are willing to take the dive. Rumi is said to have said, "You have been walking for too long the edge of the ocean, but that's not how to do it. You have to become naked and dive into the ocean, totally submerge yourself, because then only will you be able to get something." So this is a good motivation for us. We want to dive into the ocean of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela if we can. So let me start this evening's diving program by informing you a little bit from our sacred scriptures, just how we see in our tradition a
sacred, holy place. What is it really that makes it special and distinguishes it at once from all other places which you could find in this world? The answer to this question is, the holy place is really a place from another dimension. The example which one scripture gives is that the holy place is like a lotus flower, a fully blossomed lotus flower that has been plucked in a different world by Bhakti Devi, the goddess of devotion, and then brought here to us into our world, where it blossoms, but in an invisible way. It will take a special set of eyes to see this lotus flower, this spiritual realm from the spiritual world. It will need a special kind of heart to feel the ecstasy of this place. It will need a special type of intelligence to understand what is happening there. But it is a spiritual place that is plucked by the goddess of devotion and installed here amongst us for us to go. The spiritual place is entirely spiritual, but the people who walk over it may not always in all cases be that spiritual. Some of them might be like ants who are covering the beautiful lotus flower with their shops, with their cinemas, with their butcher houses, and so on. But those who are expert divers, they know how to avoid this ant-like human activity, which is also there in the Holy Dham, and access the pure, effulgent, sweetly smelling lotus flower. Hare Krishna. What do you see this evening when you see me here?
Excitement
to go, yes. I think most of you see an old, boring man. there is more to Satchidananda Swami than you can see. In the same way, there's much more to a holy place than you can see. What the eyes see when they see the holy place is called the Adi Bhautika manifestation, the material elements. I speak of buildings, of an overloaded canalization system. When I think of Vrindavan, I think I see roads, dust, and so on. That's what our eyes see of the beautiful lotus flower. But there's more to it. In those moments when you are a little bit peaceful and you look into your own heart, you might see a spiritual energy, or not see, feel it. The way you feel it is that it changes your heart. That some very nice bhava or devotional mood is coming. Or you might feel the energy that you always feel. I'm watched here. There's someone watching me all the time. Could it be Krishna? You have a feeling of an energy. But then there is the adhyatmic. This is called the adhyatmic level. Then there is a adhidevic level. That is the third level, where you actually, when you are in a holy place, you see with your own eyes,
which are purified, Radha and Krishna.
Wow. I once was I had always dreamt in my life to go to the source of Mother Ganga. And finally, I was ready and I found myself in the sacred town Gangotri. I was there for an evening aarti and then I went to the Dharamshala. And I still remember to this day that I looked up in the night sky and I saw these beautiful clear star constellations, and then out of the night sky there came a beautiful goddess riding on a crocodile, a white crocodile. It was Ganga Devi, who was dressed in a silvery sari. She had a moon, half moon in the hair, like Lord Shiva, and she had four eyes, not four arms, I wanted to say. One was holding a water pot, the other was holding a lotus flower, and two arms, if I remember it correctly, were in this mudra. One was, I give you my blessings, and do not have even a bit of fear in you. And the other was, I give you my mercy, like the Ganges River. So blessings and giving mercy. I remember this. And for a moment, I was able to not just see the Adi Bhautik level, the level of the material elements, not just feel the energy, I was seeing the divine goddess, Ganga Devi. And the same can happen in Vrindavan when a devotee is blessed and his eyes are opened to the Adi Devik, or the last level, the spiritual level, which where he can see everything. And even though you may not always see this, but from the Dham, from the spiritual Dham, a particular Shakti is coming that starts to open your heart, so at least you can feel it. Rupa Goswami describes five powerful processes, and one of them is visiting the holy Dham. And he says that when we visit the holy Dham, then in our hearts, Kaya, imagine, there is a particular bhava coming, a mood that is inclined for Shyama Sundar Krishna. You only want him. No one, you don't want anyone else. You don't want anything else. You just want Krishna. There is a verse which I want to sing for you, which describes the mood of such a pilgrim. I've written it down for you because I know you like Sanskrit. Tavasmiti vadanvacha. Tavaiva manasa vidan tatstanam ashritastanva modate sharanagata. Please repeat the last sentence. I will say it one time again. Modate sharanagata. Modate sharanagata. One who goes on pilgrimage takes full shelter with his body at a place where Krishna had his pastimes. And while he is there in this place, he prays to the Lord, my Lord, I am yours and you are mine. In other words,
he has the feeling that Krishna is right by his side. He or she only needs to be present to this divine secret, and he will feel Krishna's presence right by his or her side. Understanding this with his mind, he enjoys spiritual bliss. So the devotee takes his body to the holy dham. He stays there. Then he uses his language, his words, by saying, "My Lord, I'm yours." And then he uses his mind by meditating about the presence of Krishna in the holy dham. But you will be put to the test, my dear devotees. As I said earlier, there are some ants crawling over the lotus flowers. Loud music blaring into your ears. Gangs of monkeys who terrorize the rooftops and shake at the satellites who are installed there. Satellite TV. And who may steal your glasses and return them only if you offer them a little package of fruity. That's the secret prize there. So you will be challenged. You will be put to the test. But if you can, while you're in the holy dham, offer your body in service to Krishna, offer your voice in reciting prayers, you can also recite any types of prayers, and meditate in your mind about Krishna's presence as he is still visiting these various lila stans, my dear devotees, you will actually be in tune with Krishna. There's a verse which says this. I will immediately bring Prabhupada's translation to your attention. Lord Shyama Sunda stands by the banks of the Yamuna amid kadamba trees, with chirping birds and buzzing bees. So the devotee is sitting like this, and in his mind, he is seeing with his mind's eye Lord Shyama Sunda standing on the other bank of the Yamuna. He may sit in front of the Yamuna. It's a wonderful Yamuna meditation. Meditates about Krishna as he stands beneath some kadamba trees with chirping birds and humming bees, I think. Meditating about this, something very interesting will happen. All of a sudden, he sees it. From, in other words, this mental image, out of the mental image, Shyama Sunda steps. This happens, can happen for very advanced practitioners, even a neuropin, but it usually doesn't happen at any other place than the Holy Dham. In the Holy Dham, however, because there is a certain Shakti given by Krishna, the meditations of the devotees become true, and he feels Shyama Sunda is right by my side. This verse, which I didn't want to recite to you in the beginning, is like this. The splendor of Mathura's or Vrindavan's forest is made very beautiful by the bank of the Yamuna, where you find buzzing bees, and blooming kadamba trees. And all this is ornamented with unlimited sweetness and produces an extraordinary state of bhava in my mind. This is what happens by the touch of Vrindavan. I remember
a friend of mine, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, when he came for the first time to Vrindavan, he met a Mona Baba, that is a saintly person who observed the law of silence. He wouldn't speak, but he wrote. He communicated with a little slate, tafel, and then he wrote something and showed it to the person he was communicating with. So this is what he wrote. He wrote down, "If you stay in Vrindavan, one day you will become mad like us." What he meant is the extraordinary mood of transcendental sweetness would come into his heart, in the heart of everyone who stays in Vrindavan for some time. My dear devotees, this is bound to happen to you if you avoid what is known as the mistakes you can do in staying in the Dham. Most of it is, you know, you should not quarrel with any one of the residents, even if they cheat you, which they will do. You should control your tongue and your mind, and you should, while you stay in Vrindavan, not engage in worldly activities, but make this your Krishna time. No way, you stay and just, okay, the world may go on, but you make it your Krishna time. This is happening. So this was just the preparation of the Holy Dham. The Holy Dham will give you ecstasy. My dear devotees, you were all born of ecstasy, and you will reach Krishna only by ecstasy. If you don't become ecstatic on your process, then there is something still missing, which will be given to you in due course of time. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the main teacher of loving divine ecstasy. This is the Gaura meditation evening. He teaches us how to go to Vrindavan, but not just by getting a ticket, an airplane ticket or so, but by going in Vrindavan by making the inner preparations. Would you like to know the inner preparations?
Yes.
Good. I think then you hope that you will get the key how to enter Vrindavan, and I think you will. So one thing you which we should take into account is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tried altogether three times to go to Vrindavan, and each time he failed. So please don't become nervous when you don't go to Vrindavan, or when you don't find in your heart the desire to go to Vrindavan. Each time he failed. Failed. One time devotees came and said, "It's not the right time to go, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." And another time he went, but he was... there were so many people around him that who wanted to go with him, that when he reached Ramakeli, two devotees told him, "It's not good if you go with too many people to Vrindavan, my lord. You are like a magician who comes with his whole magic show, and now this will not work." This is a lesson for all of us. If we go to Vrindavan, be careful of the crowds. No? When you are with the crowds, you may not enter the lotus. You may be on the surface like an ant, wandering with the crowds on the surface. Now, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made his fourth attempt. And it started in the temple. One day, Mahaprabhu entered the
the temple, and in the temple he heard someone singing with a very sweet voice. I do not know which song it was, but it was one of the songs about Vrindavan. For instance, the one which you have chanted, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan. He heard someone singing this song, such a song. As I said, I'm not sure which song he said. And as he heard this song, something came in his heart and he desired, let me go to Vrindavan. This is how it starts. Then, the next day, then he went to take his rest and he saw Krishna in his dream. We are very fortunate. We have his words describing his ecstatic dream. He said, in my dream, I suddenly saw Krishna in the Nikunja Kunjavan. It's a certain type of, you know, forest enclosure. He was surrounded by Srimati Radharani and the Sakis. I could see them. And he was casting sidelong glances from the sides of his eyes with a smile on his face that were like arrows that found their marks in the heart of Radha and the Sakis. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became silent. This was my dream. And Gadadhar Pandit, who was with him, said, you must go to Vrindavan. This is an invitation. My dear devotees, this will also happen when, before a pilgrimage, you will feel how the sacred place will enter your heart and start calling you. You will actually see that. Today we were in our little ashram talking to each other, and the different devotees said how Vrindavan worked on their own hearts. I disclosed that I look on my eventful year and I see a few things which I want to change. And another devotee said in confidence, I can see Vrindavan is calling me forward to enter a more close relationship with Radha and Krishna. So Vrindavan, when you're meant to visit that place in a spiritual way, I mean, not just a tourist who goes because the group goes there, his group goes there, but who wants to establish a relationship with the Lord, then he will feel Vrindavan calling him, making a hook in his heart and pulling him, like we see in Mahaprabhu. Life. So Gadara responded, O Mahabhava Rasa Raj Murti, surely you will reach Vrindavan, that is certain. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, get me Nishingananda and Savaboma. And when the two devotees came, Nishingananda and Savaboma, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, get me a map, because it was a long, long way. There was no national highway or something. You had to cross through Vrindavan, through forests and navigate rivers and tribal people. They were actually very helpful to Mahaprabhu, but sometimes it's reported that tribal people are not kind to travelers, so who cross their region. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu
said to Sarvabhauma, get a map. Do you know the only person in Jagannath Puri who had maps? The king. Because the king needs maps for his kingly activities, defending the land. So Sarvabhauma, who was the king's priest, one of the king's priests, there was Kashi Mishra also, went to Prataparudra and said, I must have maps to go to Vrindavan. And Prataparudra said, why do you need maps? I don't need maps, said Sarvabhauma. I stay here. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu needs maps. He wants to go to Vrindavan. Prataparudra Maharaj fainted. He could not imagine a life without Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He just passed out. Then he sent one soldier when he woke up. I have his name. Anta Vijay was his name. And the soldier brought the maps to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when he gave the Lord the maps and understood the Lord wants to go on pilgrimage, he also fainted. Strong soldier. They were so attached to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So then the next day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the something else happens. The devotees came together and said, it's sure the Lord wants to go and he will go. Who can stop our Lord? But he will be always in ecstasy. He will not carry his cloth and his kamandalu and not the maps and all this. We must give him a helper. So they decided for one helper called Balabhatra Bhattacharya. And this helper had four duties. He needed to organize food on the way. He carried the extra set and the loincloth and the water pot, which were the only possessions, this cloth and water pot. That was the only thing which Mahaprabhu had. And he had one very important skill. He could look at the reflection of the moon and the sun on water, and by looking at the reflection could decide what were the directions, north, south, east, and west. In this way, could turn the maps in the right direction and go. So let us again go, because so many, it goes through the points, so many devotees think about going to Vrindavan, yes or no, and they asked what could be the preparations, and the preparations are this. You need to first connect with this place in a spiritual way. Maybe by hearing a song, maybe by reading in transcendental literature, or like Gaur Krishna and myself do, we hear at the moment a lecture series called I Must Go to Vrindavan. It is very motivating for us. So first you must make the internal connection. You must build your bridge from the heart to Vrindavan. The second is, you must note in your mind's eye that you feel separation from Vrindavan. Someone who is in great material satisfaction, who is totally connected with either the happiness that this world can offer him or her, or the sadness which the world offers, the feelings of being misunderstood, who's totally in this world, will not be able to really make best use of a Vrindavan visit. But someone who feels, my problem is I'm separated from Krishna, and if I can change that problem, my other problems will be solved. Then it's called Viyoga, the feeling of being separated. And then there should be some sign that Krishna invites you, either a dream, or Radha invites you, a dream, or things happening in your life, the wonderful devotees with whom we live together in Gaura Bhavan, who are there, they said, we didn't think we could come to Vrindavan, but all of a sudden our work, our life seems to be arranged in such a way that we can definitely go. No? And then you all this connection in your mind, feeling some separation, seeing the Lord in some ways and getting the invitation will erupt in you, and then what comes out of your mouth and of your heart is, I must go to Vrindavan. I must run to Vrindavan if necessary, and so on. But one last thing was necessary for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that was, he needed the blessings of Radharani. My dear devotees, going to Vrindavan and catching the lotus, we are not speaking of joining the ants who are also there, but going into the heart of Vrindavan, the lotus heart of Vrindavan, requires all these blessings. Raghunath Das Goswami, whose songs can still be heard in the night in Radhakund, when you sit there and you listen carefully, you feel the atmosphere of pervaded with Raghunath's weeping. No, Raghunath Goswami, he said, how can anyone hope to dive into the ocean of the Syamrasa? Syamrasa means the black rasa, that is the conjugal mood, the interchange between Radha and Krishna. How can someone enter into this without, wait a minute, having the blessings of Radha, touching the dust above which Radha has gone, and talking with her confidential devotees. How can anyone enter into the sweetness of Vrindavan without this? So the blessings were coming when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked whom in the morning? Whom did he tell his dream? Gadadhar, yes. In the Gaura Ganadesha Deepika, it is described, who is Gadadhar? The pleasure potency of Sri Krishna, formerly known as Vrindavaneshwari, is now, at the time when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there, personified in the form of Sri Gadadhar Pandit. This is all in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Gaura, 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 Gaura. There is, in this ocean of Gaura's pastime, you find different players. One is Gadadhar Pandit, who is none else than Radha, who has come to assist in the pastime of the golden avatar, Hare Krishna. My dear devotees, my own going to Vrindavan is... I must confess to you, it was not so easy to get out of my mindset. I was so active and in the summer. I was not a neuropine. I think we didn't see each other for a long time. I was all over the Europe, five countries I said, where we had wonderful opportunities, wonderful invitations, wonderful devotees, wonderful service opportunity. And then we came after Radhadesh, holy name immersion, which was another ecstatic event here, and we were just totally exhausted, and we needed a few days to come back. And then I kept on thinking, soon we will go to Vrindavan, but I don't feel anything towards Vrindavan. I mean, I feel always great appreciation, but I don't feel any invitation to Vrindavan. And I remembered at that time, maybe you should read something about Vrindavan. And I started to read and hear about Vrindavan. Then I started to feel some separation. Then it came into my mind that, yes, I do want to come closer to Radha and Krishna. This is my most important project in this life. Everything will go except for this. And then I just waited. And now I feel just very nervous to go to Vrindavan. For me, Vrindavan, I have been perhaps 30, 40 times there. But for me, it's always a total new beginning. It's a total new invitation. It's a total new call. And I just do hope that I will find the right door when I enter Vrindavan. Let me speak it in modern language that you can understand. There is a red door and a blue door before Vrindavan. The red door will lead into a dusty village in Uttar Pradesh that is getting on anyone's nerves who likes good air and his private space. And there is the blue door, which leads to the ecstatic kingdom of God, where Radha and Krishna are right by our side. And I just pray that I will be invited through the blue door in. But I have no doubt that this will happen, because, my dear devotees, these processes of bhakti, if you sincerely do them, they have this power to give you the attraction to Radha and Krishna. You just have to stay with them and overcome everything else that is in the way. We all will be tested. There will be exhaustion. There will be distraction. There will be discouragement. You know, in modern times, it's not easy to have a loving community. There are always differences and differences in perspective. And sometimes these differences can pain our hearts unnecessary. And so we all are tested in every one of us. But if you keep these spiritual processes with this mood, I will try to be present as much as possible, and I know Krishna is right by my side. Then you will develop some bhava, some good feelings towards Syama Sundar. If you can enter this mood and feeling, it will be really wonderful. So I want to sing with you now one last Vrindavan song. Amo Ramo Hare Hare. Yes. Would you be so kind to sit straight? If you have important mobile telephone work, you might like to put that to the side a little and do it later. But if you want to do it now, everyone is free. Please make in your mind this sankalpa. I want to be now present to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu
in Vrindavan. Do a few deep breaths. With each in exhale, you can let go a little bit more of your thoughts, your whatever mind you have, whatever you bear with you as a pleasure or as a burden, just let it park somewhere. There's an image which I would like you to meditate about as you sing. It's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entering the Haridev Mandir. This is a very old sandstone building. You go a few steps, maybe 15 steps up. And you enter a beautiful temple. It's also red sandstone. It's dark inside. In the back somewhere there's an altar. You move to the first outer building and come into the other, the small building. And there, wow, is the golden avatar, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He sits on the ground. His eyes are drenched with tears of love. With his fingernail, he draws on the marble the figure of Krishna, Tribhanga, threefold bending form. And then he looks up. He looks towards the altar where there is Haridev, the threefold bending form of Krishna. And he knows, wow, I'm not separated from the Lord any longer. He jumps up and he dances and sings the holy name. So you please see the Lord dancing first in very slow movements, and then he dances more. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, 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 Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare, 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 Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna
Krishna, Krishna Hare
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Oh Prahlad,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hai bo, hai bo.
Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Oh, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Hare Krishna, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare,
Ibo
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare,
One more time, everybody, please. Jai Prabhu Pada, Prabhu Pada, Prabhu Pada, Jila Prabhu Pada. Jaya Gaura Nithai, Jaya Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Jaya Gaura Nithai. Jai Jai Sri Radhe.
Krishna. Just some personal words to all of you. Please wish us well. When the pilgrim goes and has such a big desire to enter the lotus, and not just to crawl on the lotus, he requires the blessings of Srimati Radharani, but of all the devotees. It is clear for me that in Kali Yuga, to maintain loving, happy relationships in communities can be not so easy, because we are so different from each other. And sometimes I may have said things or done things that have not caused pleasure in your heart. But whatever, but I request you sincerely to overlook my faults and give me your best wishes, so that I can come, hopefully one day, from Vrindavan, a God-intoxicated person. Hopefully one day. I don't know if you will like me then, because it's very different from normal life, but at least a better person. I will try to come back. So thank you all very much, and Hare Krishna. Hare Hare Bol. Now we have prepared a feast for all of you. Yes? Jiva, and wie ist der werte Name? Lakshman Prabhu. Lakshman Prabhu. I have thought about you today, and somehow you have come. You know, I was in my last bag of vitamin B12, you know, and then I thought, wow, Jiva, Lakshman. Lakshman, yes. The new one is there. Hare Krishna. Okay, so you may please take your prasadam. Hare Krishna. Hare Po. I will pray for... Yes, yes. Yes, I can do... I think they will be heard at the... I can pray to Giriraj, and he is Baba, he is Father. He will take care of us. Yes, I will definitely. Thank you, Madhav. You said it so seriously. I will do 100%. This is Prahlad. He is a dancer. Hari Bo Prahlad. Oh. Good. So, Hare Krishna, please take your prasadam, and Muniraj, schön dich zu sehen.